So I am inside the favor of God. The favor of God is in me. I'm willing to look for it. I'm willing to find it. Because you see, to really understand oneness, we must first realize that everything we touch, everything we experience, handle, smell, and the environment, the bodies, the conditions, the money, the happiness, the friends, are all effects. Everybody breathe into that. And these effects of life are absolutely neutral. They have no life of their own. You might want to argue with that. But from these effects, we make up the narrative. A narrative is the story we tell, or the account of events, our experiences with these neutral effects. I don't know about you, when I've got my backpack on, those effects are not very neutral, are they? Whether true or fictitious, we tell ourselves a story about it. Just want you to see that, because in any moment, we can stop and separate ourselves from the story that we have been telling and find freedom. Yes? See, if it hurts, if it scares us, if it victimizes us, if it panics us, when we ask the question, why or what for, creates a story. We're dead in the water. The narrative, this keeps us circling in the same old story, afraid to go deeper. I've been there, have you?
Yeah.
And to release us from fear, what I've realized is we must say yes to life. Because, you know, you hear me saying this, life is for us, not against us. But when we're circling the problem with the old story again and again, I don't know about you, but it's really hard to see that life is for me. And when we say yes to a power greater than the problem, freedom must come to each and every one of us. See, defense is what we feel when we don't trust life. I'm believing my story greater than I'm trusting life. And I think this is the plan. Because you see, when we understand that what we push against is what is there for our healing. And imagine, everybody breathe. This is where I ask you to imagine something greater than what we've been just talking about. So this morning, I'm going to ask you to imagine the funhouse. I must be thinking of my dad because, you know, when I was a kid, we lived in Oakland, California. And when I was a kid and my dad just got kind of antsy because he was the kind of man that loved adventure, he would say to my older sister and myself, "Do you want to go gallivanting?" And we'd say, "Yes." And he'd say to my mother, "You know, we'll be right back." 2 or 3 hours later, we would come back. And my mother'd say, "Where have you been?" "Oh," I'd say, "we went to the funhouse. San Francisco. Funhouse at the ocean. Anybody?" We would end up there. Now, if you realize we went from Oakland to San Francisco in those days, it probably took us a really long time, so it's no cell phones. Wonder my mother questioned us. But we would go to the funhouse, and there was always that place that you sat in the cart, yes? And then you went through the doors, and as soon as you went through the doors, you were into darkness immediately. Anybody? And then as soon as you got in the darkness, you'd turn, and all these screams and yells and things would fly out at you. And, you know, I must have loved being scared as a kid because that scared me until I rode in the funhouse 3 or 4 times. Then I knew that nothing was going to take me out of that cart, yes? The cart is God. When you ride through life and these scary things come popping out at you, it's the fun house. Hallelujah. And then what happens at the end? Boom! You smash right out those doors out into the light. Praise God, I'm saved. Do you see? Life is a fun house. The only thing is, we forgot that the what is jumping out at us, what is the story that we're telling, we think it's true. You're in the cart, the heart of God. Nothing in that fun house of life can grab you and pull you out unless you say it can't, or you believe it does, or you jump out because you get so scared and you're there in the dark fun house. What fun is that? There is always light at the end of the tunnel. We people of faith must believe that. No matter what we're going through, remember, you are safe in God. When you really understand that, you see, you can put whatever it is that scares you, whatever it is that has a hold of you, out in your hands and say, this problem has no power. We tell the problem how great our God is, and then we can allow it to be removed and released. This is the truth. We are being asked to trust even in the darkness of our fears. And if you're so afraid of whatever's happening now in your life, I want you to just stop and say, there is a greater power at work that is creating for me the light of truth. I will come out of this into the light. Yes?
Yes.
Good. I like the 23rd Psalm. Because it says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear nor evil. Thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. But the biggest thing about this whole 23rd Psalm is it says, yea, though I walk. 23rd Psalm doesn't say we're buying property there and we're building a house. Now, some of you have built a house. I have at different times. I think it's the plan. Because every time that I come to this place that I think whatever it is going to devour me, I go through the gate into the light. This is what I guarantee for you, especially if you need a little bit of help getting through the doors of the funhouse. Ask for prayer, please. Practitioners all have their, including myself, all have their numbers on your program. You are not meant to suffer alone. Okay? It's not always easy. Especially when we think that life has turned against us. This is when we have to stop and give ourselves over to Spirit. We have to stop and say there's something greater desiring to take place in my life. And say, my God is greater than this. Let's all say that. My God is greater than this. My God is bigger than this issue. My God is bigger than this issue. Spirit in love guides us through the difficulty into the greater sense of the self of who we each are. This is the promise. And playing small defeats us and limits our narrative. It makes the book small. See, there's always a way out of the maze of life. Getting back to the beach at San Francisco, did you ever walk through the Hall of Mirrors? Did you, when you were first in there, you got so scared? Imagine again the Hall of Mirrors. And it shows us unreal effects of what's going on, doesn't it? And when you try to find your way and you look at the whatever's showing up in front of you and you think that that might be the way out, it isn't the way out. The way out is to look up. Look up to the glory and the power and the grace of God, you see. I didn't know that as a kid because I used to get really scared in those hall of mirrors. But if you look up, you're going to see that the mirror only goes up to a certain way. And once you look up, you get to see that, oh, here's the mirror, here's the mirror, here's the mirror, here's the hallway. Look up. I had no idea that I did as a kid was going to be something I'd talk about as an adult. But look at it. It's real, isn't it? Imagine. See, I believe together we seek that common ground of our oneness. The oneness is the life of God expressing uniquely in and through and as each and every one of us. That's why we want to come to a place like this or take the class this afternoon, get one of those Science of Mind books so you've got something that you can connect to, or you come and meditate with Reverend Suzanne this Wednesday, or you come Thursday. We have so much for you to support you in understanding and knowing the truth of your being. Take advantage of it. That's what the commitment that the ministers, practitioners, and board has made for you this year. See, oneness means we are interconnected. We are here for you, and you are here in support of each and every one of us. Because together, you see, in relationship with each other, we become stronger. Come to dinner on Friday. If you don't know anybody here, you will certainly know people by the time you finish with Friday. And you'll find out who the liars are. I know. I didn't make it. I'm working on my lie. But, you know, I tell so many of my stories that I started to say things. And they all sat there at the table. They said, we know that's not true. I'm going to find something. You see, Dr. Ken said it, what I do to one another, to someone else, I do to myself. So if I'm wanting more love, I'm going to have to give more love. If I'm wanting more understanding, I'm going to have to give understanding. So today I'm going to invite each one of us to correct our stories. Go through with a red pencil. Say, not about me. Nope, not about me. My God is greater than that. Yay, hallelujah. I know you hear this, nothing is against us, everything is for us. Write that down. Remember it. See, nothing is against us, everything is for us. That's not just a positive step that we're taking over the negative. Because you see, we don't do that here. When we turn to our unity with life, our positive rewards of life ask us to widen the lens of our perception. You see, when we are focused on the negative, look, we're looking small at whatever the thing is. What we do when we say there's good in this, God in everything, all the time. What do I say? I can't even remember right now. The good of God, this is good. It's all good, all God. That's what I say. Spiritual leader. Oh, thank you, God. Because, see, I have to do this work. What we're being asked to do is to not hold whatever it is so close that we can't see the truth. To widen our lens and say, this is just a story I'm telling. What is the story? Where do I want to go? What is it that I'd like to see be different? What is it? Imagine the change that you wish to see. If you're struggling with something, see the goal. Thank you, God, that's what I'm walking into. If you're going to tell a bad story, you can equally tell a good one. Do you see? Something greater is supporting each and every one of us. Today, I'm willing to give up my old stories. I'm willing to live from today on where I know everything is possible in God. Let's say this together. My God is greater. Say it again. My God is greater. Yes, your God is. Let's take that into prayer. So we just take this moment in such gratitude and thanksgiving for the blessings of this message today, for the healing, for the powerful presence that we know is alive in this room and alive within each and every one of us, unique and divine and special and overwhelming with the good and the love and the grace of God. This is what I know. That we each are blessed and we are a blessing because this is Super Sunday, where we have been totally and completely lifted up and we give thanks for the blessings that we have received here today. We give thanks for that is taking place in each and every one of our lives, and where there's a healing, we just light that up with God's powerful, loving presence, knowing and accepting that we are walking into the greater goodness. We are walking into greater health. We are walking into greater circumstances. We know and accept that the good of God is always available. This is what I know for each and every one of us. And greater than what I can speak in words is already taking place in the mind of God, and the miracles and the mystery are yet to be revealed. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We give thanks for this and so much more. And so I just release my word into the ever-living, loving law of God that always says, yes, you are my beloved in whom I am well pleased, returning to and through each and every one of us, lifted up and overflowing. We are full of it. And we just let God do God's work. We let it be so. And join me in saying, and so it is. Amen.